Looking Ahead to the 2023 Holiday Season by Stephen Silver. Despite some positive economic headwinds and less concern about supply chain and inflation, only minor growth is expected this holiday season. During the 2023 holiday season, consumers are looking for good deals, with TVs, headphones, and gaming products expected to lead the way. For the consumer tech industry, this year's holiday season is being approached much the same as the past 3 years, with a great deal of uncertainty. While the supply chain crisis of recent years has largely dissipated, inflation has begun to taper off as well, and economists are seeing a full-on recession as less likely. However, in the consumer tech space specifically, a lot of customers completed their big-ticket shopping during the pandemic. The major industry forecasts for the holidays have not yet been released, with the National Retail Federation and the Consumer Technology Association usually publishing their forecasts later in the year. But DealerScope took an early look at where things stand for consumer tech this holiday season. The big picture. Quote, "It's been a challenging year so far, and I don't think there's a lot that's going to change by the holiday season." End quote. Paul Gagnon, Vice President and Industry Advisor, Consumer Technology for Circana, formerly NPD Group, told DealerScope in an interview. Quote, "Consumers have really shifted their spending towards things that are outside of the home." End quote. Consumers spent a lot on things for their homes during the pandemic, from TVs to computers to video conferencing setups. Since then, consumers have begun shifting their spending towards experiential activities such as travel. Quote, "A lot of consumer electronics products are purchased in cycles that are longer. And if there's a big surge in spending during the pandemic, there's going to be a little bit of a slowdown afterward." End quote. And while Circana has not yet released official numbers to its clients, quote, "We're expecting at this point very mild growth potential. And largely that's because spending on tech products during this last holiday season was pretty poor. So the comparison period is favorable," end quote, Gagnon said. As for the National Retail Federation, it has not yet released a forecast, but its economists predicted in the June 6th edition of its monthly economic review that was provided to DealerScope that the economy is more likely to land in a, quote, "soft landing," end quote, than a recession. Quote, "Today's economy is a lot like looking into a kaleidoscope, with the view changing and the data providing a different reflection of what's happening every time you look," end quote, National Retail Federation chief economist Jack Kleinhens said in that forecast. Quote, "Depending on which data you view in the economic kaleidoscope, you get two different angles on the state of the consumer. While survey data shows consumers do not have much confidence in the economy, actual spending data shows that they were upbeat as the second quarter kicked off," end quote. The product outlook. Quote, "Typically, the leading products in a normal holiday season are related to either TVs. TVs are a very popular item in the holiday season, and they often lead the Black Friday promotions. And PCs, computers," end quote, Gagnon said. He added that the TV category has seen, quote, "mild growth," end quote, of late. And that might translate to the same thing once the holidays arrive. Quote, "I think that what consumers are likely going to do is look for the best deals on these products, and that's likely to be found this holiday season," end quote, Gagnon added. Of customers likely to hold off on purchases until the time comes for Black Friday and other holiday offers. He also said that computer sales might not be as strong as in a typical holiday season, since PC sales surged so much during the pandemic that, quote, "the life cycle isn't ready for a refresh just yet," end quote. According to Gartner figures released in April, global PC sales plunged 30% in the first quarter of 2023, with the research firm attributed to oversupply and low demand. Gagnon named headphones, gaming products, and tablets as products more likely to perform well this holiday season. All in the timing. Is holiday shopping likely to get underway early this year? Holiday sales were moved forward during the fall, during the pandemic, but things mostly started selling in October in 2022, and Gagnon expects that to repeat this year. Quote, "People are more comfortable going into stores, and shopping on the day of the sale is feasible now when it wasn't feasible during the pandemic," end quote, Gagnon said. Another factor? If Amazon once again holds a second Prime Day in October, that could inspire other retailers to follow suit with early sales. Whither the metaverse? Gagnon said that the sales of AR/VR products have been, quote, "pretty weak," end quote, the last couple of years, following big performance in the holiday quarter of 2021 after the release of the Meta Quest 2. Sales slowed down when the prices were raised for that product, and nothing else in the category has broken through. The Meta Quest 3, announced in early June, is on the way from the company formerly known as Facebook, with an announced release in the fall at a starting price of $499.99. However, not among the big holiday products this year will be Apple's Vision Pro headset, which was unveiled June 5th at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. That product, with a price tag of $3,499, isn't scheduled to hit the market until early in 2024. And even then, its high price point makes huge sales unlikely right out of the gate. Talk of the metaverse, both as a feature of products and as an e-commerce platform of its own, was all over the place in 2021 and 2022, dominating the discussion at tech conferences. But more recently, it has looked like the metaverse hasn't been catching on with the general public. As noticed by Insider, the word, quote, "metaverse," end quote, was not mentioned a single time in Apple's WWDC keynote. Quote, "Some of the companies that have been talking about developing for a, quote, metaverse," end quote, whoever operates and runs that metaverse may have backed off a little bit," end quote, Gagnon said. Quote, "But certainly, from a consumer standpoint, and sales of AR/VR products are down quite a bit, and maybe that's related to the fact that the interest or the use case for VR products was pretty centered on things like games in VR, and the people who were interested in that bought those devices back during the pandemic," end quote. Quote, "Bang for the buck," end quote. There are other things to consider heading into the holidays. Quote, "There are a lot of factors that consumers are facing, like rising credit card usage, higher interest rates on credit cards, possibly the resumption of studio loan repayments by September or October timeframe, that are all going to be on the mind of many consumers," Gagnon said. Quote, "And we have seen a pivot in most CE categories towards more value-priced products. So I think that's going to be an important trend for the holiday season, where consumers really are seeking out the value-priced, bang for the buck, so to speak, categories within each of these categories," end quote.